So did everybody take a shower this morning? Well, some hands didn't go up. How about last night? Okay, there we go. Whenever we're about to do something important, whether it's we're about to start our day, we're going to come to school, whether it's we're going to have dinner at night, we get cleaned up and we wash up, right? Have your parents ever said, wash your hands before dinner? Yeah, you've heard that before? Well, in the gospel, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. You guys ever heard of the name Pharisees before? Does that kind of ring a bell? I've heard that in the gospels. Pharisees, they were the religious leaders, the Jewish religious leaders, back in Jesus' time. And they had a special practice that before you had dinner, when you got together, you would wash your hands, and they called it a ritual washing. So part of it was to get clean, to wash your hands, to get all the dirt off and stuff. But there is also a spiritual component to it. The idea was that you'd kind of cleanse your heart. You'd maybe talk to God a little bit. But you would get clean on the inside and on the outside. You see what I'm saying? And so what Jesus is talking to the Pharisees about is they would do all these things. They'd wash their hands well, and they'd go through all the motions and do what they were supposed to, but it didn't really have a lot of meaning. In their heart, there wasn't a whole lot that changed. And so Jesus wasn't too happy with the Pharisees in the gospel today. And that's what we're talking about, where he said, you know, you have a cup and a dish, and the outside's all nice and clean, but the inside isn't. So if you ever help your parents with doing the dishes, it doesn't do a lot of good if the inside of the cup is dirty, right? The outside might look nice, but it doesn't do any good if the inside isn't good as well. And so what we're talking about today is authenticity. I know that's a big word, authenticity, but Jesus is reminding us that whatever we do, the good things that we do, we need to mean what we do. So, if we do something good for someone else, we don't necessarily do it for ourselves, or we don't do it to get noticed. We do it because Jesus wants us to, right? And so, one of the examples I use is, I remember as a kid, and maybe this has happened to you guys too, where you need to apologize for somebody for something you did, and you got to say, I'm sorry. Have you ever said, I'm sorry? Yeah, everybody? Okay, good. Not Mrs. Fisher, though. and then, you know, you say, I'm sorry, but then your mom or dad or your teacher might say, now, did you mean it? Do you really mean I'm sorry? Because it's one thing to say it, it's one thing to be nice, but it's another thing to really mean it. And that's what Jesus wants us to think about today, is to go through all the, you know, the nice things we do, the things that we say, and to think, why? Do we do it for Jesus, or do we do it for ourselves? Do we do it just because we're supposed to, even though that's a good thing? Or do we see that there's even more, that Jesus calls us to more? And so, maybe the next time you're washing your hands, or you're putting on hand sanitizer, or the next time before you begin a class, or when you get ready in the morning, just stop for a second. As you're doing that, take a deep breath and maybe say a little prayer to God. Say thanks for the time you have to come here. Thanks for waking up in the morning. Thanks for the good day you had after when you shower before you go to bed. But those everyday kind of moments that we just kind of go through and we're, you know, just getting ready for things, use those as opportunities to say thanks to God. To kind of pause for a sec and remember that Jesus is in everything, that he's always with you and always asking you